You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. So, you know, there's a Elkins Apartments. This is back from 2003. They deducted $688.88 from someone's deposit to replace the refrigerator. And the comment that someone sent it to me was, it pays to keep the fridge plugged in. Did they replace it or repair? I can't. Filled with maggots. So there's a pleasant thought for you. Keep your refrigerator plugged in. What else have I got going on here? We got some good real estate tips, actually, for this segment. Tax statements and tips, rather. A lot of people don't remember to do this, and you'll be filing your taxes soon. And a lot of people have refinanced their home. So if you refinanced in 05, and this was a second refinance, okay, not your first refinance. Let's go back a bit. Let's say you bought your home and you had some points. It's when you buy your home, and if you're about to buy one, this is good to remember. If you bought your home in 05, this is good to remember, even if you didn't refinance. You get a loan, and if you paid points, sometimes it's 1% of the loan value. So it could be a half a point. So it could be $5,000 to $10,000 that you paid in points. That's fully deductible when you do your taxes. When you buy your home, primary residence. When you refinance, and that's why a lot of people don't pay points on the refi. And that's why a lot of these quick internet ads and all this stuff, which don't give you the whole story, are a little misleading. You don't sometimes like to pay points on the refi, although you might get a lower rate. You should get a lower rate. You cannot deduct it in the year that you refinance. You have to spread it out over a period, I believe, of 30 years. So it's not as attractive to write off. So here's the tip. The second time you refinance, you get to go back to the first refinance points, which maybe is a year or two or three or 4 years old that you were stretching out over 30 years. Don't forget to grab the remaining balance and deduct that. Are we in the second segment of the program or the third segment? You know, I got a little turned around because we had such a long first segment trying to mark this stuff. So that's a big tip, and a lot of people, if you forget about it, you lose out on claiming the remaining balance of the points you paid on your first refinance, again, on the second refinance. If you had a prepayment penalty when you pay off your loan, you could write that off. Here's a very interesting, I was almost going to use this as a trivia question. See if there's any other tax tips. Oh, of course, you're going to write off your property tax, and if you prepay your property tax and all that, anything that's prorated. So you want to check out when you do your taxes, bring in your closing statement, of course, to your accountant, or if you're doing it yourself, take a hard look at it. This one is so difficult. I had thought about using this as a trivia question, but we have a few properties in Santa Barbara, condos more or less, that are on leased land. And a lot of people would hear that and go, oh, my God, I'm not gonna go there. But it's actually a couple of the ones I'm thinking of are owned, I think, by the school district. And so they are doing it to keep an income stream. It's not as if and they're usually like 99 years, and it's not as if at the end of the lease they're going to ask you to move out. So the question is when people are looking at these things, is can you deduct the land lease? And the answer I always get is no. So, of course, when you buy a condo and you got your monthly association fee, you can't write that off. You can write off the interest. You can write off taxes. Can't write off your homeowner's insurance either. So this land lease adds another monthly payment that you can't write off. A little known tax deduction for people who do live on leased land is that you can write off the land lease if they have the following attributes. And I'm wondering if some of these people, maybe they exist or maybe they could be made to exist. The four is that the ground lease must be at least 15 years, including renewable periods. Well, that covers what I see. The land lease, number two, is freely assignable to the buyer of your home. Well, that's covered too. Three, the landowner's interest is primarily a security interest, similar to a mortgage. Well, that's my understanding of these current leases, but I could be wrong. But the fourth one is the kicker that probably doesn't exist, but maybe it does. You have a current or future option to buy the land beneath your home. If you have a current or a future option, well, I don't understand how you can have, if you don't have a current option, could you have a future option? Isn't an option something in the future? But I don't understand this, but that's okay. If you're thinking about buying something with leased land, you should look into it, because maybe somehow there's a way to make it a tax deduction and something that you could write off. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate will come back for the fourth and final segment, I promise you, and we'll take a look at some sales, weekly sales, year-to-date, last year, and I did all the 12 months, the last 14 months, to see the pendings and what sold and the price changes, some very interesting things to look at. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, stay tuned. You'll be right back.